Welcome to Entrepreneurs, the Playbook. Have I got a story and a guest for you. Holly Skaggs is here. She's the founder and CEO at Wild Tonic, and it's been a wild ride at Wild Tonic for a great purpose and a cause, a great company, and a great leader, as you're soon to find out, her playbook to success. Welcome to the Playbook, Holly Skaggs.
Thank you so much, David.
Well, you have had quite a journey, and I have a fund myself that funds and bridges women and women of color because I believe they're the best investments. The statistics are also supporting my hypothesis that women are a better investment than men, and unfortunately, it's the men that have created the unbelievable persistence and discipline and desire for these successful women. You too. We're put into an awkward position in your business by a man. And I was curious, in the struggles that you had in the ownership of the business, the strategy in the business, you learned a lot of lessons. Did you feel that that relationship with your ex-husband gave you more power to build something that would be more sustainable, even though you had to take a couple steps backwards and create a strategic reset and a new profitability mindset in order to facilitate the success you're having?
Absolutely. And I learned so much. And I have to say that from when I started the company in 2015 up until COVID, I was really running the company. It was, you know, it was a team effort. It was a vision, beautiful culture. When COVID hit, I was exiled from the company for a few years, right as COVID hit. And that's when my ex wanted a divorce. And I'm very grateful to him because he did help me fund the company. I have a lot of gratitude. That being said, being exiled from the company because it was getting too, quote unquote, big for me was heartbreaking. Like, I cried for 3 days straight. And so when I came back after the divorce in 2022, I was faced with really walking into a company where a lot of my great people had left. I had to rebuild the culture. It was like starting a whole new company. Decisions were made that I never would have made. And so just a major pivot. It took all the courage I had to muster, you know, to walk in the doors and reintroduce myself to, you know, the company after 2 years of not being involved in the day-to-day decisions. And I mean, everything from my recipe had changed to my crew to you name it. So, but today I can say 2 years later, we have the best team on planet Earth. Like, these people will walk through fire for one another and for the brand, because even though we had to go from 50 people down to 15, the 15 people that are here are solid, and they are. I try to surround myself with people who are better than myself. I mean, that's what I do. I know that I don't always have the right answers. So, you know, if like my head of business development, she's a super connector, and she has brought in so many people to the business who have been pivotal to our success. And, you know, it's a phenomenal team. Our CFO, we just hired a fractional CFO, and he slices and dices members and helps us make decisions about every big account that we've landed to help our margins improve. So it's like building a sports team. All the players have to know what one another is doing. They have to work together, and they have to be really passionate about what they're doing. And that's what we have now.
It's an amazing team that you built through this strategic reset. Your leadership through challenge is one in which I could teach as well as you executed, which is usually the opposite. Most people can teach but not execute on these great strategies that they have. But you not only changed the business and had some difficult decisions to make, but had to choose the right people surrounding you inside. You also had to choose the right people outside of the business and really take a tough look at the numbers. One of the things that's impressive about you is you really know the numbers. What were some of the more bold decisions that you made under the guise of a profitability mindset that a lot of leaders that I see wouldn't have made, but instead were able to make them without sacrificing any product quality.
Mm-hmm. So we were able to reduce our cost of goods by 40%. And the way that I did that is I basically eliminated the middleman in packaging, because packaging is one of the most expensive parts of our cost of goods. So I'm going to share with you our beautiful blue bottle. Okay, there we go. And so that bottle, it was, we were paying, when I came back in 2022, we were paying 67 cents a unit. We're now paying half that. So, and that's delivered. So right there, you just took a big chunk out. We also are paying, we source organic honey. So we were paying, over $2 a pound. Now we're paying closer to $170 a pound. So these pivotal things that you can do on your major expenses make a huge difference to the bottom line. And, so we're sourcing in a way that doesn't compromise the quality and cutting out the middlemen, basically working directly with the source.
And you were the pioneer of June in the U.S. market, and understanding your background in fine arts, deep fermentation, and the expertise as you define the category. You went back to the basics, and now today, once again, leading the way. What are some of the things that changed in the marketplace for the better, or maybe even more difficult, when it came to re-establishing the leadership that you have within this kombucha June type of channel that exists today?
Well, we are the number one gin in the U.S., and gin is a new category because it's basically redefining what kombucha can be, because we're made with honey and green tea versus sugar and black tea. Kombucha in general as a category is very polarizing. Our beverage is, as you've tasted it, has a very smooth, appealing, beautiful flavor, and it's made with two superfoods. So what we're doing is we are really pivoting a category that's already proven, crazy, it's a $1 billion category, but we are pivoting and we are becoming an energy drink that's clean, raw energy. So a lot of the sports teams just started organically drinking Wild Tonic, and that really helped us pivot in the marketplace and say, okay, we are positioning ourselves as a clean energy drink, because all of these athletes, like we just shipped 30 cases this week to the Cardinals because they love our drink, and they, and the Reds drink our drink, the Cincinnati Reds, the St. Louis Cardinals, LA Dodgers have been drinking Wild Tonic since 2016. Their performance coach is one of our investors. And, Byron Scott and his wife Cece love it. So it's like the sports world has really embraced us. And we thought, why not really move in that direction? So we're creating, we've really pivoted. And now we're creating a new launch, which is called Coco Bee Energy, which is a fusion of our gin and coconut water. So you've got hydration and you've got energy, because honey is a great source of energy. It's very low in the glycemic index, so it burns. It doesn't give you a crash. And that's why the athletes really gravitate toward it, because it assimilates like a whole food in the body.
One of the questions as you starred on one of our shows as Jun, not June, by the way, just displaying all of my great ignorance in pronunciation is the king of name butchering, but utilizing Jun instead of kombucha, or as part of kombucha, I'm not quite sure how that works. But one of the interesting subjects were the idea of tonic.
Mm-hmm.
And you built a company as new, Wild Tonic, and you have New Wild Tonic. And on the show that we have, Go Fund Yourself, which is the number one show on Cheddar now, we were looking at the journey of Wild Tonic. And I think the audience might misconceive what tonic is. So according to the New Wild Tonic, where does that fall as a category? Because a lot of people may think of it as some sort of additive with sparkling bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
Much more rich and enriching is Byron Scott's a good friend of mine. I've been bragging about Wild Tonic for years. How do you define this category of Wild Tonic?
So for me, the reason I named it Wild Tonic, because I consider it a health tonic, you know, and for me, it's also in a blue bottle. So the reason for the blue bottle is it's, you know, a lot of health tonics were originally in blue bottles. It also happens that the bee's favorite color when they're out there foraging is blue. So it just made sense to put it in a blue bottle. And, you know, it's it for me, Wild Tonic is really, it's a wild Jun. So Jun is a category unto itself. It's an ancient elixir. You know, kombucha is an ancient elixir, and Jun is a very rare cousin of kombucha. So it's its own category, not a kombucha and not polarizing, which is why, you know, we've survived a decade. And after a decade, we still have the same SKUs on shelf at Whole Foods after 10 years. We just, nobody knows about us because we haven't done marketing. And now that all these sports teams are gravitating toward us naturally, we're getting a lot more publicity, and we're starting to really get in the limelight because people are starting to share it with their friends. And, you know, finally the momentum is catching up with itself.
Well-deserved with the team commitment that you've shown, the courage and clarity that you provided within the context of that leadership and team commitment. The future is bright for Wild Tonic. What is your vision for growth over the next 12 to 24 months?
Well, we've got some amazing things happening. First and foremost, we are a mission-driven company. We want to support the bees. We're partners with the Northern Arizona Organic Beekeepers, which is an amazing organization here in Arizona that helps people understand the importance of organic beekeeping. But we're also partnering with some other beverage brands, and we're doing, a campaign, basically, three generations coming together to save the seas, the trees, and the bees. So the coconut water company that we're working with, phenomenal coconut water. It's fresh. It's not from concentrate, but they plant a coconut tree for every can they sell, or at least a portion of that can goes to planting a coconut tree. The people who we're also working with are developing a sea moss drink. And so we're going to come together and we're going to create three better for you beverage portfolio and go to market with that. And I think that's going to be very powerful against the large soda manufacturers. I don't need to name names, but, you know, I think everybody knows who I'm talking about. It's the world needs better for you beverages that actually hydrate, that actually are healthy, that give the body energy, that give the mind clarity. That doesn't exist today. And it doesn't exist because the big gorillas have taken over the shelves because they have the big marketing dollars. People need to know more about companies like Wild Tonic, like Coco Love, like Hunu. But these are brands that are brand, you know, some of these brands are, you know, have been on the market and just haven't gotten the publicity. So I thank you so much, David, for giving me some screen time here today.
Oh, of course. Well, there's a great transformation, and the legacy and the impact that you're having is exponential and will be as well. And supporting you however we can is a priority, whether it be on GoFund Yourself, The Playbook, or other shows and other partners that we have. Jun and Wild Tonic offer this smoother, it's a more approachable taste. It's a bigger, growing, driving demand from wellness, the mocktails. Even better for you, alcohol, which is a growing market. I foresee a great future, a growing trend, and a timing that is perfect. If you haven't checked out Wild Tonic, it is built for rapid expansion. It has over 22 million cans and units already sold. And I assume and hope very soon to see it poised to be a leader in over 100 billion-dollar functional beverage revolution, and a great leader, a great transformational leader, an intelligent follower, the incredible Holly Skaggs, a survivor amongst others as a unbelievable woman entrepreneur, the founder and CEO at Wild Tonic. Check out Wild Tonic. It's almost everywhere, but will be soon. I appreciate you, Holly. Thank you for taking the time to educate us and inspire us with your incredible business.
Oh, thank you, David. So appreciate you.
This is why we have the playbook. I'm David Meltzer with Holly Skaggs. Check out Wild Tonic. This is Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.